From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. There is confusion in Pakistan over just how many people have been killed in massive flooding. Death toll reports range from 700 to 1,100. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy tells us some 30,000 army troops have been mobilized to help the stranded and displaced, with helicopters distributing aid.
Aerial shots of the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, the renamed Northwest Frontier Province, showed brown water submerging one community after the next. The worst monsoon rains in memory have swept away entire villages, drowned livestock, and destroyed vast agricultural fields. Victims succumbed to rapidly rising rivers. Others were electrocuted. And still others were crushed under collapsing infrastructure. With bridges washed out and roads underwater, access remains the main obstacle to reaching the estimated 1 million people in need of emergency assistance. The United States has earmarked $10 million for immediate aid. A U.S. C-130 aircraft delivered the first international relief to the ravaged area, airlifting more than 50,000 meals from Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Dutch troops are done with their Afghan war mission. The Netherlands is the first NATO country to pull its troops out of Afghanistan. Today's move isn't one that will likely affect ground conditions, but it's a big one politically. It comes at a time of growing doubts about the war and rising casualties. Canada plans to withdraw its troops next year, and Poland says it'll do the same the year after. The U.S. expects to have 100,000 troops in Afghanistan by the end of next month. As both major political parties begin focusing on the fall elections, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's confident about her party's chances in November. And as NPR's Jim Howard reports, President Obama says his administration should be getting more credit for its accomplishments so far.
More than 60 seats in the House are in play this fall, giving Republican Party leaders hope that they might win back control of the chamber. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi, appearing on ABC's This Week, says she's not nervous about how Democrats will fare in the midterm elections.
I never take anything for granted, and our agenda now is we're not going back to the failed policies of the Bush administration. We're going forward.
Meanwhile, President Obama says because the economy has not fully recovered, he's not ready to assign himself a complete grade for his work so far. But speaking on CBS's Sunday Morning, Mr. Obama says his administration should get credit for saving the financial markets and the auto industry and passing the new health care law. On another issue of concern to voters, the president says his goal of keeping Afghanistan from falling back into the hands of the Taliban is what he called fairly modest, even if it is very difficult to accomplish. Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.
In Los Angeles County, a fire that's burned nearly 22 square miles in the Antelope Valley is now 87% contained. This is NPR News. Alan Greenspan is not feeling very upbeat about the economy these days. And as Steve Beckner of Market News International reports, the former Fed chairman does not believe extending Bush-era tax cuts is an appropriate remedy for the economy's woes.
Greenspan says the recovery is in a pause, making it feel like the economy is in a quasi-recession. Long-term unemployment is continuing to put a drag on growth, despite improved financial conditions, according to the former Fed chief in an appearance on NBC TV's Meet the Press. He says the unemployment rate is likely to stay around 9.5% throughout the rest of this year. Greenspan's comments come 2 days after the Commerce Department reported that real GDP growth slowed from 3.7% to 2.4% in the second quarter. Greenspan was an advocate for the Bush tax cuts and says he's still a believer in tax cuts, but not if they're paid for with borrowed money, as he puts it. Given record federal deficits, it's best to let the Bush tax cuts expire, he says. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The government's point man on the Gulf oil spill is disputing accusations that the Coast Guard let BP exceed federal guidelines for using chemical dispersants. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says field commanders had authority to let more dispersants be used on a case-by-case basis. The United Arab Emirates will block owners of BlackBerry phones from sending and receiving email and using the device's web browser and messenger option. The government there doesn't like that the data sent through the smartphone's application is encrypted, going through offshore servers. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.